I've recently been asked on a couple of occasions to just talk through how best to use the value cards with on a one-to-one basis. So hence I thought I might do a recording on it as well, rather than you just relying on the written explanations that you've received in the guidance notes. So the best approach I've found when I'm using them within a one-to-one coaching environment is to give the cards to the them coaching and say, right, I mean, obviously you've sorted out that you're going to do some values and why you're going to do it in advance. But this, that you get given the cards and you suggest that they go through them really quickly. And when they look at each card really quickly, they are looking at the words and thinking, are any of these words really important to me in the way I am with whatever particular aspect of that you're there working on, be it, let's say, communication, work, career, being a manager, how to delegate, whatever, it doesn't really matter. And if any of those words, or two or three words on that card shout out at them, then to put in, yes, this card has got words that are important to me. Now, there'll be other cards where they just find they have absolutely no interest in those words at all as values, as something that's important to them. So put them in the not important. And occasionally, there will be some they're really not quite sure. So I recommend having a not quite sure pile as well. This enables it to be a faster process if you have a not quite sure file. So really encourage them to do it fast. If they don't understand one of the words that are on the card, then clearly that particular word isn't going to be a word that they would use to describe one of their values. So I just suggest don't worry about it. If you want to look it up afterwards, that's fine. But for this exercise, it's not going to be important. I'll explain why in that way. And so they go through it. They have their three piles. My personal experience is invariably they have at least 20 in these cards have words that are important to me, and so you don't normally have to actually use the ones in not quite sure pile, or and obviously not the ones that are in the important pile. I then ask, sometimes I just see how many are in each of the suits, just to see what, if there's a particular bias in any particular area. That's not essential, it's just a curiosity. Then I ask them to spread them out, look at the cards, and obviously the words on the cards that are important to them, and think, are there any words here that other values could go under, so that those particular ones that are at the top can become the core values? So I'm looking, suggesting to look for 4 to 6 core values. An example being, one of my core values is happiness, and underneath happiness, one of the values is variety, because I think variety in my life is really important, except for in my personal life. I'll quickly add, in case my husband listens to this recording, and that gives me happiness if I've got variety in my life. Hence, that's why I put it under there. But there'll be lots of other things that can come under happiness as well. So through doing that, and that is usually by a felt sense, by looking at them and saying, well, actually, respect is really important, or whatever it may be. And under respect can become integrity, honesty, and various other values as well. Most people can do this, to be honest, really, really easily. Sometimes they may get stuck on some of them. And they don't need to pull out all the core ones straight away. They may say, well, that one's definitely core, and what would go under that? And then they might find a second and third and possibly fourth. So there's no right or wrong way to do that process. Also, I've had experience of one person wanting a value to come under two core values, and that's, again, absolutely fine. And what I suggested she did with that was just write that value, a word, on a piece of paper and put it on under the one of the value core values, and the card under the other one, just to make it as a record. In so doing, you are then integrating all the values that they have selected rather than appearing to push them those aside. It also means that they have already got a greater understanding what those core values mean to them, which they wouldn't have otherwise had. And it'll add to what they already understand by those particular words. So, for instance, I wouldn't have put automatically under happiness variety, and so it did really add to it. So you then have the core values. Now, as an extra, which you may like to do, I've certainly found it very beneficial for myself as well as for my clients, and that is to help them develop a metaphor for each of their core values. The reason I'm suggesting this is, or reasons actually, is first of all, they will remember that core value much more effectively. And secondly, they will have a different understanding about the core value than they would have otherwise. An example being one person I worked with, that one of their core values was frankness. And her metaphor that she developed was a sword, quite a long, slim sword, which she was glad to see that she wasn't sort of thrusting it at people or anything like that. But what she did notice, it was double-edged, and she'd never really thought about the double-edged nature of frankness or potential double-edged nature. And then she recognised she actually had a sheath in which she could put her sword and only bring it out when she needs to use frankness. Now, before that, she'd always assumed that if it's a core value, you must use it all the time. And therefore, this metaphor has made her appreciate that that isn't necessarily the case. So I hope this has been of help, and I'm sure there'll be other things that I'll think about later on, which I'd love to talk to you about.